Some of our landings were desperate adventures. We are now prepared to meet the inevitable counterattacks with power and with confidence.
Pure and radiant, he wields love to shrive clean the hearts of men. There is nothing more terrifying.
This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to what? Bonfireside Chat.
I thought that was gone forever.
No.
I thought the government banned it.
You idiot. No, they can't ban us.
Hmm.
The more they ban us, the stronger we get.
Yeah.
Join us on cancel. duct tape over our mouths.
Didn't expect us to join InfoWars, but okay.
Yeah, here we are. The only info that we're warring on is lack of info that has slightly gotten better about Shadow of the Erdtree.
Yes, we are recording
that
this.
That was a good sentence.
That was a very good sentence. I want you to do another one just like it here real soon. We're recording this on February the 21st. The day that the quote unquote gameplay trailer for,
yes,
Shadows of the Erdtree, was put out, you know, more of a cinematic thing showing off, monsters, bosses, weapons and stuff, but giving us some tantalizing story details as well. And also,
and a release date.
Yes. And a release date. Very importantly.
Yes.
And also
most importantly.
Yeah. Yeah. We're one day before the 2 year, anniversary of the release of Elden Ring. God, it doesn't feel like it's been 2 years.
No, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot to talk about, in our opinion. Like there is a cottage industry of trailer reacts, and if you are interested in like a frame by frame,
yeah,
that certainly exists.
If you're interested in a frame by frame, an audio podcast would be a very strange place to go for that.
It'd be real weird.
Yeah.
And we could do audio frame by audio frame.
Mm.
The dialogue's too quiet.
Yeah.
If you like this show. So we're not going to do that. We just wanted to get a quick reaction out there because we know people would want to know,
mm-hmm,
and ask about it and to remind everybody about our plans.
Yes.
For this.
Yeah.
So my initial feelings are positive.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks real cool. The bosses and monsters in it look real cool.
They do. I can't wait to fight them or talk to them or do quests for them, depending on how things go, because we actually have very little context for what is going on based on what is,
yes,
what is in the content of the trailer and also stuff around this. Right.
Yes.
The tweet or the post with the trailer says, you know, in the land of shadow, Mikula awaits the return of his promised lord. What does that mean? Is this Mikula being an Empyrean, you know, needing a lord for their plans to go through? No context. We have no idea.
Yeah. What we do know, what's confirmed is it is Mikula,
mm-hmm,
build. It looks like it's hinting that that is where we're going to enter the DLC.
Yes.
In Moog's lair at the cocoon.
Yeah.
And that we have a dark Mikula.
Right.
Is strongly implied. That may not be the entire story,
mm-hmm,
but what audio you can make out in the trailer does seem to imply that Mikula is a terror force.
Yes. I said this in Slack when we were chatting back and forth, but that opening line, mm-hmm, pure and radiant,
yes,
he wields love to shrive clean the hearts of men. There is nothing more terrifying. Hearing that line at the start, I was like,
yeah,
we're cooking with gas, baby.
Yeah, that's a great line.
Yeah.
We have been talking about Mikula as a potential manipulator.
Yes.
Figure using love to shrive men's hearts clean,
mm-hmm,
makes that sound. That's either a Blondie lyric or it's a dark manipulation.
Yeah, you know,
thing,
or it's a red herring, right? And Mikula's intentions,
yes,
are pure, and this is, you know, somebody who is antagonistic to them speaking with you. You know,
yes,
yeah.
Or it's somewhere in between where it is the intentions are pure, but
mm-hmm,
the outcome is not,
right?
You know, and that is from that text.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what we get to see in the trailer, a lot of bosses.
Yes.
Which to me signifies a lot of content.
Yeah.
In addition to just the amount of development time.
Yeah.
So I think we're gonna have a lot to talk about. I'll share an anxiety here, a serious anxiety, is that they're just at the millennia level and they just scale up.
I really hope that's difficulty. Not true.
I significantly hope.
You see a lot of millennia-esque stuff in this, not just, what's his name, Mesmer, kind of the marquee boss here, Old Snaketail himself, who seems to be maybe like a guardian for Mikola, possibly, based on some of the dialogue. You know, those stripped of the grease of gold shall all meet death in the embrace of Mesmer's flame, you know, kind of seeing you possibly as a pretender to lordship, maybe, possibly. But there's them, but there's also like just straight up a millennia stand-in, this robed swordswoman that you fight in a field of glowing flowers.
Doing
lots of millennia type attacks.
And that's, you know, some of that's a-okay, you know, no problem. There's a big fire giant-esque character, the gigantic basket with
that golem,
the yoni mask.
Like it, yeah, the golem thing. Yeah.
The yoni mask. Yeah. That thing's incredible.
Love it.
But I'm just really hoping it's not just a pure escalation.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I want some more neat ideas, not just challenge fucks. You know, as a thing, I understand that that is not what everybody wants.
Right.
These, you know, like I'm in the Slack for the Bonfire Side Chat channel and stuff like that. Like there are people who are much bigger challenge hounds than we are.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to this. I don't want to take anything away from anybody. I want there to be something for everybody.
Yes.
There.
Yeah.
You know, and if I have to summon to get past some of this, if there's millennia pluses, that's fine.
Yeah. That'll be there.
In terms of the flavor and how it looks and everything, I'm just a pig in shit.
Oh, God, like
you know, I'm not looking forward to beating my head against the boss wall for a day.
No.
If it happens multiple times, I am looking forward to seeing all of this stuff up close.
Yeah. And I love that it's not all badass. Again, it is FromSoft understanding that dorky enemy designs can be good and acceptable. The porcupotamus
yes.
that you get there, or the hippopine, or whatever it is. Yeah, it's so fucking goofy looking.
That's really good. Yeah. I like the porcupotamus a lot.
Yeah. Or the big worm doing the big chow down, right?
Yeah. Like, I like that they showed some marquee, regular enemies, like non-boss enemies, you know, that made me very happy.
Yeah. A lot of this looks like new geometry, like new lands as well. Like I didn't see cities that whose like skylines I recognized really. So like there was a rumor going around that it was going to be like a Dark World version of the entire map. Obviously that's ridiculous, but like you touching Mikola's hand and being taken to this land of shadow, which is under a different Urn Tree, Shadow Tree, maybe that's a Hallig Tree or something, you know, that has these like a canopy of like billowing shadow shrouds coming out of it and dripping gold. Like I'm all for basically having a new miniature map to go to.
It's all I want in the world.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to explore another Elden Ring continent.
Yeah.
Is the thing, the main thing I want from this.
Yes.
You know, Elden Ring has some of the best exploration in video games, I think.
Yeah.
And just getting more of that is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I want it so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about our plans a little bit.
Let's do.
Because again, there's not much, you know, there's more we could talk about if we were going frame by frame. Like,
yeah.
But it would just be Chris Farley's show. Like this monster looks cool.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we don't know enough yet.
Or like the big montage of like weapons, you know, or different like spell attacks you could do. Like, oh, that seems to be like there's going to be cool martial arts stuff, like monk move things, possibly. That looks neat.
They always do that in a DLC.
Yeah.
Like they give you the kung fu fist and Ilya Malois.
Yes.
Like they tend to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's all just toys. Toys that seem like they're going to be really interesting to play with. You know, we'll save like the frame by frame for a medium that is better suited to it. We should talk about plans. This is coming out on June the 21st. I have already marked that on our calendar. We can talk about how much time you went off to play this, Gary.
Yes. some.
Yes.
I don't know. Cause we don't know how big it is yet.
Nope.
You know, so what we'll probably do when we come back to this, because my instincts are saying this is big.
Yeah.
Right. Like this is going to be the DLC they did. They worked on it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like they did Shadows of Rubicon in there as well, but there's co-current development and everything and they're whatever their next thing is.
Yeah.
You know, so I know that's not, they've had the all court on this, but my instinct is big.
Yes.
Right. Based on the number of bosses we saw. Mm-hmm. So I imagine we're going to treat this a little bit like a small season of just having the game.
Yeah.
By which I mean, taking our time to beat it.
Yeah.
You know, taking some time off to, you know, taking a little bit of time just to play time, but not bringing the show back right on the 16th, right? Like, we have to beat the game and get the shape of the game.
Right.
Before we can do it. My plan will be to do a run through of it,
mm-hmm.
As per usual, and then do a run through of it slowly with the show.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, you know, not too long after it comes out, like maybe a first impressions. Like, what is the general shape of this?
Yeah.
And then regular episodes resuming, you know, a couple weeks in.
Yes.
Once we have it. So like July.
Yeah. July seems, So sometime in July, doing that resumption seems like the best way to do it. You know, we ask for your understanding. I understand if you're impatient to hear it, but we do need to know the shape of it. And, it would be ridiculous to try and like theory craft or talk about anything with any authority. If we, you know, from the beginning, if we don't know what's yeah. happening at the end.
It's worth noting that it was a challenge to structure out Elden Ring in the first place.
Yes.
Because it has large overland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not as traditionally level focused
yeah.
as such. So getting the shape of that and having an understanding of it was very necessary
mm-hmm.
For that.
Yeah.
In terms of other structure, so like when we will have response mm-hmm. episodes or guest episodes, we don't know
nope.
how many things in it will count as kind of legacy dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of things like what kind of natural stopping points
yeah.
will be. There's no reason for us not to pick that up where we came mm-hmm. from, you know, have a response and then having a guest interview.
Yeah.
Like that structure was working well on our end.
Yes.
And people seem to like it.
Mm-hmm.
So we will try to do that again with the caveat that, you know, people are, you know, they are protective of their time and people are busy.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting the people we can try to get.
Yeah. Not everybody's you know? Going to be mainlining this. You know, they're going to get to
yes.
it. So, like they're going to get to it in a year that's full of good games.
And just people are busy, right?
Yeah.
So like now, you know, maybe now it can be told. In communications with one of the things I wanted to do for a guest for the last season of this, and I hinted at this, I was like, oh, I have some cool stuff happening. And it didn't work out. Was talking to some voice actors.
Mm-hmm.
Who worked on the game, and it's just scheduling stuff. Like they're all really nice and like, yeah, we can do this. And then it just doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Because they're professional actors. Like they work and they travel,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was talking to the guy who does the voice of Gideon and he's like, yeah, I'm in Bulgaria or something
yeah.
for a movie until this day, you know, maybe we can try then. And I'm just like, oh, you're working,
yeah.
you know, so I don't begrudge anybody not like, hey, do you want to do this free work for us
yeah, yeah.
and get interviewed? Right. Like it's so we're going to get who we can get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we'll do the best we can.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping for, I'm going to try that again. I'm going to try voice actors again
mm-hmm.
as a thing. Cause I think it would be awesome
it would,
to talk
yeah,
to somebody.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know who will bite
mm-hmm.
on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, just like with the content of the trailer, there's a lot of stuff that we can't be super definitive just because we don't know. Right.
Yes.
But, at least laying out, you know, it's no different than how we've treated any previous DLC or new release too, just like mm-hmm. oh, there's going to be the release and we've got to play it first. So you know, if you've been around yes. You kind of know how this goes.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to diving back in.
Yeah.
My character I have built up
mm-hmm.
for the DLC has basically done everything. I put him down to work on Real Lich Hours,
mm-hmm.
but still needs to go beat Fire Giant and Melania, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be ready to go into the new game.
Yeah. I got to get mine set up. I've got to do that, but I've got time. So
I might start a new one too. I might do it on PC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Probably not.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Yeah. So anywho, looking forward to it. Looking forward to having the show back. That is not going to be, Real Lich Hours does not go offline.
No, no.
During that, they will both run concurrently,
mm-hmm.
Through that, just FYI.
Yeah.
Yeah, we built in, the play and notes experience of Real Lich Hours that we can do it while doing other stuff.
Yes. So. But boy, what a great time to be a patron for Duckfeed TV, huh?
You know what? It's never been at every single time in history. It's uh-huh. never been a better time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I say that sincerely, you know, we like to think we do a lot for $5
yeah.
For your $5. You know, there are people who are Soulsborne people and Souls-like fans who don't, are not interested in hearing us talk about other games.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Yep.
Happy to have you back. If you like those games and you're planning to come back and you also like other games, check mm-hmm. out the other stuff too.
Do it.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
now. That's patreon.com/DuckFeedTV.
Yes. If you haven't heard, if you're just searching for podcasts about the Shadows of the Erdtree trailer, we have a whole season that we did about the base game of Elden Ring.
Refresh yourself. Like, if you don't have time, if you have a character just in the end game and you don't have time to do a full playthrough, mm-hmm. listen to that season.
Yeah.
Binge that season and vicariously
mm-hmm.
get caught up.
It's there for you, along with, you know, all of the other stuff we've done.
Yeah. So thanks, everybody. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. And we'll see you in July.
Yeah.
Maybe June for our first impressions. We'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah.
See you at the beginning of summer.
Yes. So join us in touching the withered arm.
And we all pray that we will have far more soon.